All right, podcast. I'm gonna talk about it.
Let's talk about. Okay, I was on YouTube. I was watching Worst New Generation Modern Cartoons. I find it hilarious how when you go into reviews of these shows, I can bet you half of these motherfuckers are not parents. And when they talk about how my kids seen the Muffet Baby CGI reboot and she didn't like it at all. It was bad. It made her cry. Where's your evidence? If you're going to, and keep in mind, don't force your baby to cry. I mean, literally have her sit there. I mean, feed your baby. I mean, make sure she's all good or he's all good and have him watch or her watch that show. Because let me explain something to you. Motherfuckers on these review sites who say anything. And you got people on YouTube saying, speak for yourself. This is what the people are saying. Those ain't people. Those are bots. It's how I knew it was bullshit. I remember someone said, you remember when it was cool to hate Soulja Boy? That's how you knew that hate makes you popular. It'd be like, but you don't need, okay, bro. There's this girl that, there's this lady that was teaching people how to fucking make coffee. And she got unwarranted hate just because on TikTok. All right? So you wonder why? That's one of the key reasons why people are banning TikTok. But we speak our truth. Yeah, but at the same time, when something is like wholesome and doesn't bother anybody, why bring hate to it? But anyway, I remember like someone saying, like, even my daughters don't like, even my kid don't like Soulja Boy. And then there's a video and people are stupid. They'll believe anything. Even back then, people were stupid. So I'm looking, I'm like, huh, but why come it's like, doesn't, how come it seems like someone low key pinched your kid? Cause here's the thing, cause you don't know how to hide shit. I've noticed that when that kid was crying, someone pinched them on this opposite side. So they're right there, blunt, right there bumping Soulja Boy. Somebody pinched the child and then she was crying. See, you'll believe it. People believe anything. You know what the fuck they'll say when you call it out? Let us have fun. Let us be stupid. Okay, fine. Be stupid all you want to. I'm just saying, bro. Don't be using your stupidity as a reason for something to hate something. Because we all know what the fuck that is. For clout. For clickbait. Like everybody else on YouTube. Just saying. That's why I do not take fans seriously. When they come out of music, I don't take no one's opinions seriously than my own. Because at least in my opinion, to me, it makes sense. I'm not biased. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes out to rap, like, I'm not biased. But back to TV shows and modern TV shows. You know, biased to a degree. If I don't like some, I don't like it. But what I'm not going to do is make motherfucking TikToks and videos complaining about something I don't like. And like, if I don't like this type of rap, I don't like it, what's the point of me even complaining about it on TikTok? So anyway, yeah, so you have grown adults complaining about this generation of cartoons, even with reboots. Y'all asked for these reboots. Y'all wanted a Rugrat. That's why I say, you can't say the generation is, oh, get with the times, old man. I'm like, get your own fucking shit, youngster. Because 99% of the shit that y'all niggas are into is reboots of what the fuck we grew up watching. You dig? The last time shit was original was back in 2010. Like, let's say 2007, 8, 9, and 10. Once I say Pokemon Go came out and he starts seeing like this pattern of nostalgia bait shit, which is still going on to this day. That's why I find it funny when these kids say the 90s are over with. The 90s are so over with, then why is NLA Choppa doing a fucking rendition of Tupac with Jimmy Rowland? Mind you, that song came out in the fucking 90s. Why are you wearing 90s style clothing? Why are you, your clothes and trends are based off of, you know, shit that was in the 90s. Why are you wearing t-shirts with 90s icons on them like Aaliyah, like Tupac? Why are you... Like, you see what I'm saying? So, why is there a Beetlejuice sequel coming out that we didn't even, that people were bugging for? Why? Because y'all asked for that shit. Y'all asked for a Batman Beyond movie to come out. y'all ask for these remakes, these reboots, and you can bet your ass before there's a Muffin Babies reboot, y'all ask for that shit. Y'all ask for that shit. Yeah, I like when this new generation does little callbacks to the old generation. That's why I find it funny even in rap. If we like say a line from a rapper, which is paying homage, or even when it comes out to biting a flow, oh, like a little piece of the flow. Oh man, no, I have a beat, right, called Kenshin Part 2. Basically, it's part two of my song Kenshin that was getting some traction back in 2018-19 when lyrical rap was cool. My biggest regret was not, because I just figured it out. Like, I was, like, I just figured that shit out. You can, like, take the song that you already have. I did that with some songs. Now, with this song, it's going to be the same concept, because that song is water now. Like, it's not as high as it was back in 2018-19, because the fucking everything changed, algorithm changed. So the algorithm changing things, you know, it's different now. This must be my bus. It is. Everything's different now, so I can't do it. So I'm not getting that buzz. Well, now with the TikTok shit, because you know all the big artists are gone, so that's a bill. That's a playing field for me. But hey, how is that gonna be possible when you know TikTok is dead? Like, that came out a little bit too late. But it is what the fuck it is, man. I don't know.